You're the first person that I've talked to that's mentioned the legendary 1956 strike. Oh. Please, could you tell me all about this?
I can't, I'm afraid. It was a dispute. It was over money, and I can't remember the details. I can only remember that we were told that we couldn't strike. And I can remember being in the machine shop, and I think Jim Fielding also got going in the machine shop on the day, doing a job. And I can remember the staff people who could drive a lathe and drive machines. They all sort of helped out. But I can't remember what it was about. It must have been money. For some reason, it was just the one day. I think it was just sort of perhaps the unions making a point and, you know, one of those things. It didn't seem to have any ill effects. You know, it just sort of carried on afterwards. Presumably things did happen. Presumably somebody paid more money to somebody. It's gone now. But it's one of these sort of legendary things that old boys like me talk about. And of course, they can't remember what they're supposed to be talking about.
But you wouldn't have been on strike. You were there.
Apprentices weren't allowed to go on strike. We were actually given a lecture by Mark Phillips about it, saying that, you know, you're not allowed to strike, kind of thing. All you've got to do is say you're an apprentice of Fielding and Platt, and they'll let you through. Which, to be fair, they did. You know, because obviously there were pickets and that sort of thing. So that's the engineers' one day strike. But I'm afraid you'll have to try somebody else to get any sense out of it. I just can't remember.